Thank you, Ms. Hahn. I will call over the meeting, the Council Ethics Standards and Training Board. It's April 13th of 2023. Ms. Hahn, if you could do roll call.
Yes. In person here in the room, we have Chairman Dennis Dowling. We have Vice Chairman Constable Hogard. On the line, we have Christine Shipley, Matt Giordano, Constable Mahogany Kennedy, and Valerie Beckett for board members. In the room, we have our investigator, Steve Jacobs. I'm Tracy Altenmach, the administrator. And guests that I have identified on the call, Constable Wallace, Brian Hunt from ASIP, Breezy Von Ron, Patrice Goodman, Jacob Emmett, and Constable Blake. And in person, we have Constable Darlene Martinez and Constable John Curtis. Did I miss anybody? I think that's everybody. Okay.
But if you could, that thing on the TV.
Oh.
I don't hear it. Like.
Yeah, I'll hear that.
Oh, they don't see you. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Hahn. So moving on, we'll start with item B, then any announcements to be made. Does anybody have any announcements? Hearing none, I'm going to ask Ms. Unmock to make the announcement that she emailed me this morning about the new person, just to say who the new person is.
Oh, yes. Pull that back up again. There is a new constable from the Moon Valley Constables in Maricopa County, appointed by the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors on March 29th, and his name is Matthew McCray.
Thank you, Ms. Unmock. Item C, real quick, anybody else have anything they wanted to announce? Okay, here now moving on to C, possible action to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Thank you, Ms. Unmock, for getting everything out to us in a very timely manner. Hopefully everybody had a chance to review. Do I have a motion to approve or any the minutes from last meeting?
I move to approve the minutes from last meeting.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Do we have any discussion to be had on that? Who's going to remind me votes? Oh, all right. Okay, I'm going to put it out to vote. Then we do have a first and a second. All those in favor of approving the minutes, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 I think that was everybody. Anybody against approving the minutes? Hearing none, minutes are approved. All right, let's move on to D, and this is our call to the public. And this is the time for the public to make oral comments to the board in person. Note that written statements submitted to the board will not be read during the call to the public and will not be accepted as part of the meeting record. Also, members of the board may not discuss items that are not already listed on the written agenda. Therefore, unless a comment relates only to an item listed on the written agenda for the meeting, pursuant to statute, the board's ability to act on that public comment will be limited to directing staff to study the matter, responding to any criticism, or scheduling the matter for further consideration and decision at a later date. Finally, please note that the total time allowed for public comments will be limited to 2 minutes so the meeting can be conducted as scheduled. Does anybody from the public like to comment today? Right, second call, just in case we do have any issues with technology, does anybody in the public like to comment today? Hearing none, Ms. Soma, could you present us the financial report?
Absolutely. All right, so this is a financial report for February and goes into the first part of March, so a little bit partial March. The first page, again, that's the revenue by month. And you'll see, and it goes into March a little bit. They did a lot of the adjustments that they have to do periodically to split our revenue appropriately, since it doesn't happen when it comes in. Second page is the expenditures by month. Again, partial month February at the time they produced the report was mid-March. Third page is the detailed expenditures for March, for February, and then the first part of March. The expenditures for this particular period includes payments to for our investigator through March 5th, his hours through March 5th, admin through the February invoice, and then we also paid out grants to Maricopa County for outside training, and the final ACA payment for the January training event grants. And the fourth page is our cash flow report. When you look at revenue projections based on the budget, I added those projections. April is bigger because March, they are, I can't change figures they put in there. So I can put the projections in, but I can't change what's in there. So March only shows 44 because it's not complete yet. So I rolled over March and April into the April column for projections on revenue. And that's based on our budget. You go down to the expenditures section, the professional and outside services. This is for admin and for our investigator. In April, we're projecting claims that have been submitted. They haven't been paid out yet or shown that they're paid out yet for admin. And the investigator, his hours through 327. The next couple columns are the admin projections. And then if you go to the adjustment column, it's easiest to keep track this way for the investigators. So that adjustment figure includes the amount left to pay out of our budget for the investigator from March 27th through June 30th, at the end of the fiscal year. Next line is for travel in state. We have not been reimbursing for that yet, but I put the projections there nonetheless. The next line would be aid to organizations, which is our grant program. In April, I show a figure of over 15,000. Those are grant claims that we have submitted. They haven't yet been paid. That's the ACA's final firearms grant. And we finally cleared out those outstanding fiscal year 21 and 22 grants from Pima and Coconino counties. So those are done, and those would be reflected in the report probably next month. The next line is, or the next column would be the 125,000. That's what's budgeted for the next organizational training grant for training this summer. And the adjustments column are grants that we have approved, awarded, but we have not received any claims on those grants at this point in time. That's $57,858. Operating, we have one more CSB payment. That CSB does our finance for us. So we pay them for that, and then postage, printing, those kinds of things. So given all of those projections, we project ending cash of $707,622. The final page, I should have put a heading on the top. This is our fiscal year 23 grant summary. And it just basically shows that outstanding grants that are under contract that we've awarded but haven't yet paid $57,857. Most of the others have closed out, other than the open one that comes up in May. With that, I'll entertain any questions.
Any questions for Ms. Unruh? Okay, hearing none. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Unruh, for getting that put together.
You should approve
that. Yeah. And do we have a motion to approve the financial report?
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Constable Kennedy, second.
I see a pattern developing today. All those in favor, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Anybody against? Okay. And the report is approved. Thank you, Ms. Unruh. We'll move on to item F then, presentation and discussion on the draft 24 budget. I have a few things I'd like to discuss on that, but I thought I'd put it up to the rest of the board first to get any thoughts to maybe help me out.
Before we start, I do have another person in the waiting room. Right.
1 second, I'll put it back out there once we let somebody
else in. They left. Sorry.
All right, so back to the draft budget. Is any of the members like to provide any discussion regarding the proposed budget we have? And actually, Ms. Unruh, it probably wouldn't hurt if you just go over the process for the budget once again for, mm-hmm. for everybody here, make sure we're all on the same page.
Right. So the next couple of months, we discuss any potential revisions to the draft, the working copy that that you were presented at this meeting. And the budget, the final budget does need to be approved prior to July 1st. So we traditionally approve that at the June meeting. Otherwise, you'd have to call a special meeting to approve if you delay it any longer than that. But in the meantime, any ideas, suggestions for any changes that you'd like to see in any of those figures, you know, I can plug those into this working copy, or I can create multiple working copies if you have various ideas on how you would like to budget for the upcoming year.
Thank you. And I'll go ahead and start some discussion on that. Going over the budget, I do see we're carrying that balance over. We did have that time through the pandemic time where we were accruing more than we were spending. And also, too, and I think part of that was the actual the constables and the organizations not applying so much because everybody was in a little bit of a state of limbo. So we do have a balance that's rather high that we are carrying right now. And I would recommend that we do increase the amount for each of our grant cycles. And that's also an addition of one. And I'll just briefly go over that and please pitch in for any discussion to be had. And that would be increasing the equipment grants in the amount of $45,000 additional to what they are now, as well as the organizational training grants with an additional 35 each for that, the firearms grant an additional 25. Also to add another cycle, and that would have to do with vacancies that are filled by Board of Supervisors, where we would have the ability to let that person put in for a grant when they do get in so that we can maybe expedite the process of getting the armor and the ID materials that are necessary. And that would be an amount of the total, and that would be appropriating $215,000 more towards the grants than where we are standing right now. I did have a discussion with President Blake, as well as past president, I believe his past president Williams on it. And they have a lot of ideas that they would like to use for training, the training ideas that they have to make it more regional. And from what they said, my viewpoint was is that it's something for the board to decide. But if we have the money available, then they could actually present to the board and we can decide whether those are good ideas or not moving forward. And that's the basis of the idea that I have regarding the budget. Please, somebody shoot me down.
No, I think it's a good idea. I mean, we've got a lot of money there. And so moving it, making it more available, but we need to encourage the constables to put in for it because their, you know, pandemic is kind of over, but they're still not taking advantage of the grants that are available. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to kind of make a push there, let them know. I don't know if they're intimidated by the process of filling out everything. I think that's probably a lot of it that they just don't know. And so I don't know if maybe at one of our conferences, we do something on writing grants.
That's what I talked about it last time at the last conference, where you were paying attention to my presentation.
It might have been. Well, yeah, you did, didn't you? Well, you know, I think that's part of the thing is I think that it tends to be a little intimidating trying to put everything together and submit.
Yeah, we do have training materials on our website. Maybe those could be updated and improved if they're not helpful enough.
But I think it's a great idea to make and increase the grants and make it a little more, as long as they get out there and use it.
And I will take one more note on that. Part of the discussion with President Blake was that they were looking at a grant writer to help the constables write grants.
Oh, so maybe, that would be cool.
I hope I was speaking out of turn when I say that, but that was a consideration they were making.
He was on the call. Yeah, he is.
Thank you, Constable Hoger. Any discussion to be had as far as the draft budget goes for next year?
Hey, well, I can plug these suggested changes in and see what that looks like and circulate an updated working copy.
And we'll revisit it again. Mm-hmm. We'll revisit again next month. And let us sink in just a question. Just put it in my little notes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, before we close out, does anybody have anything they want to say regarding budget? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to item G, and that's a status update on the ongoing complaint investigation regarding the complaint in the matter of Mr. Rucker, and it involves Constable Clark and Deputy Constable Perkins. We don't have, as far as an update goes on that, once again, we'll table it. We don't have the report completed yet. There's still information to be garnered from other agencies that we are, that Mr. Jacobs, I wanted to say Steve Perkins because I just read that investigator. Jacobs is working on garnering from other agencies in order to complete his report. So we'll revisit that again at the next meeting. So anybody have any questions for Mr. Jacobs regarding those complaints? Okay, we'll move on to H and the discussion and possible action on current complaints. The first one we have is CNA 3362023. Complaint in the matter is Daniel Starr, and the constable in question is Mr. Byron Rimes. Thank you, Mr. Jacobs, for getting that report put together for us. And so I will put this up to the board. If you have any questions for Mr. Jacobs, or if anybody would like to make any motions, please take them.
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt, if I may.
Thank you, sir. Please.
It appears to me that CNA 326, 327, and 330 all involve the same constable and, in essence, the same complaint that he failed to serve his writs in a timely fashion. Looking at his response, he takes full responsibility for his actions, says he's going to work better in the future. Based on that, I would suggest and I'd make a motion that the board issue him an admonishment and then just continue to monitor his progress as he continues in his chosen profession.
And you're making that for all three of those matters. Is that correct, Mr. Giordano?
I am, sir.
Okay. Constable Hogarth, I would expect that. That's the same thing I looked at, is he's already taken it, taken responsibility for his actions.
We do have a first and a second. Any further discussion?
Yes, I would. The motion is to issue an admonishment for CNA 326-2023, 327-2023, and 330-2023. Vice Chairman Dowling,
you abstaining? Yes, ma'am. Vice Chair Hogarth? Aye.
Aye. Constable Kennedy? Abstain. And Matt Giordano, I'm assuming yes, because
you. I'm an aye, yes. I'm aye.
And Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
And Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4 ayes and 2 abstains. So the motion passes.
Thank you, Ms. Unmock. So then we'll skip over. This is very covered at 327. One is CNA 3362023. Complaint is Nathan Wallace, Constable Nathan Wallace, and the Constable's Constable Darlene Martinez. And once again, I'll put it out to the board for any action to be taken. Or any questions of Mr. Jacobs, if anybody has one.
This is Christine, if I might.
Yes, Ms. Shipley.
Not reflective of the last one we just visited. I do not see the constable's response in this matter. Is that because we have not opened it yet and a formal request was not made of the constable?
It should have been in your meeting package, Christine.
I apologize for that. I will revisit that. Thank you.
Well, and it's important that we're ready to go. And that everybody's ready to go. If somebody doesn't have the information they need, we can table this till the next till the next meeting to make sure that we're prepared to resolve it. All right, if you want to make noise, you can go outside. Do you understand?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, no more noise.
I apologize.
Okay.
I do not have the constable's response in my packet. I apologize for that, but I would request that we do table this for the next meeting so that I have the opportunity to review that with the rest of the packet.
So we do have a motion to table. Do we have a second?
If Christine doesn't have the information that she needs, then I would second that.
Okay, so we do have a first and a second. Any discussion? Okay, Ms. Simone, will you actually roll call it?
Yes. Chair abstains. Vice Chair, yes. Constable Kennedy?
Abstain.
Matt Giordano?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Yes, I support pushing it.
Okay, and Christine would be an aye. So that passes.
Okay, so then we have CNA 329-2023 is Takara Andrews and Constable John Curtis. So I'll put that out of the board. Any questions, discussion, or motions on the matter? When you're ready.
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt, if I may.
Please, sir, go ahead.
Based on the information provided by the complainant, as well as a response by the constable, I don't see any further action warranted in this matter. I'd recommend we close.
We do have the motion from Mr. Giordano on it. Do we have a
Constable
second?
Kennedy, oh. Second.
Okay, so we do have a first and a second. Any further discussion? I hear none, Ms. Unlock, please.
Okay, and the chair assumes Dane's vice chair.
Aye.
Constable Kennedy.
Aye.
Matt Giordano's.
Aye.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
And Christine Shipley.
Aye.
Okay, that passes. To dismiss.
To dismiss, yes. All right, and so then we do have the final two on here for the complaints. This is the initial screening. So once again, just procedure-wise for the members of the public who may not know, it only takes one member to decide they want to move it forward, and it can be moved forward, and it will be moved forward, I should say. And in that case, too, we would take a roll call to see all those that are in favor or not moving forward based upon the initial motion. So we do have CNA 337-2023. It's Nathan Walls versus Karen Lathan. Does anybody have an inclination on moving this matter forward?
Mr. Chair, this is Matt. I'd like to move it forward to see a response from the constable.
Thank you. Mr. Giordano?
This is Christine. I second.
Okay, so we do have two to move forward. As it will be moving forward, Ms. Unlock, we do have Ms. Shipley and Mr. Giordano. Would you like to pull everybody else?
Yes. Chair Gaines, Vice Chair?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
And Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Move it forward.
Okay, and then we do have CNA 338-2023. It's Breezy Ben Ron, and the constable is Constable Mike Sloan. So once again, same format. We'll put it up to the board. Any questions, discussion, or motion?
I'd like to move forward. And see what the constable has to say on it.
Thanks, we have one to move forward. Ms. Unlock, would you like to do a roll call?
Sure. The chairman abstains, vice chair votes to move forward. Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Matt Giordano?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
And Christine Shipley? Christine?
Apologies, aye.
Okay, that's unanimous to move this one forward as well.
And then we have item I, and that's the rules of operation update presentation, maybe action on that. And actually, I need to go to Mr. Giordano real quick. Mr. Giordano, correct me if I'm mistaken, you took yourself off of this last meeting, correct?
Moving forward, that is correct, sir. But I would make a motion that based on the review of the rules, review of our policies and procedures, discussion with our investigator, discussion with our assigned assistant attorney general, my recommendation and my motion would be that we approve Steve Jacobs working with our assigned attorney general to make whatever changes are necessary in the rules to make sure they line up with our current policies and procedures, and do that in conjunction with our 5-year rule review, which is required in 2023.
So the motion that we have is that it's to let Mr. Jacobs and Mr. Norris work together regarding any rules updates that we may need moving forward. Did I phrase that simply and correctly, Mr. Trammell?
You did, and that would be the first part of it. And the second part would be engaging the services of a professional rule writer to actually implement those changes for our consideration.
Separate motion then, or
we can keep it together.
Okay.
So we'll keep that as it's Mr. Jacobs, Mr. Norris, as well as a third party, the rules expert on updating our rules. So we do have the motion to allow that for the board to allow that to happen so they can present something that we may approve in the future. So do we have a second on the motion from Mr. Girona?
Constable Hogard, I'll second.
Okay, so we do have a first and a second. Any other discussion from anybody regarding the rules update?
This is Christine.
Yes, please.
Should we add the expense of the rule writer to our budget as we move forward?
That's a great idea.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Actually, Mr. Giordano, do we know what that is? An idea, ballpark?
I don't off the top of my head. It's an hourly charge for the expert that we use, I'm sure. And I think you've used the same expert in the past. I don't know off the top of my head. I apologize.
Yeah, and I had that figure at a prior meeting, but I don't have it on hand right now, what we paid the first time, but it was, I believe total was less than $2,000, but I'll look it up.
That sounds about right. Our rules are much longer and require a little bit more work. So I don't think we paid more than that. So I think that would be right in the ballpark. So if you'd like, I can make an amendment that we not to exceed $2,000.
Before taking that second, let me throw one other on there. If Mr. Jacobs is working on that as well, then wouldn't that be a cost incurred for Mr. Jacobs doing that, Mr. Giordano?
Yes, I believe so.
So maybe the actual dollar amount should come at a later time, at approval of an actual dollar amount.
Mr. John, how would you feel about, I'll put the motion to approve up to $5,000 for the rules writing process.
I think that would be sufficient, correct?
Okay.
So can I take that as a second, Mr. Giordano, for the amendment?
You can.
Oh, perfect. So we do have allowing Mr. Jacobs, Mr. Norris, as well as the professional rules writer in an amount not to exceed $5,000 as far as getting the rules process moving.
Okay.
So let me take a step back. So we have a first by myself, a second by Mr. Giordano, correct?
I had the first by Mr. Giordano and a second by the vice chair.
Okay. And are you okay with the amendment?
Yeah.
Okay. So any other discussion regarding the rules? All right. Let's actually roll call that.
Okay. Chairman?
Abstain.
Okay. And the vice chair votes aye on that. Matt Giordano votes aye on that. Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
And Christine Shipley?
Aye.
That's unanimous.
Thank you, Ms. Unlocked. Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping us sort out that spider web of emotions there. Okay, we do have an administrative update, Ms. Unlocked.
Okay. We had I think I reported at the last meeting, we had an extensive public records request from the law firm regarding Constable Deborah Martinez complaints. We had put that, we were working with the AG's office for redactions. And those have now been all completed and sent out to the requester. I've also completed all of the risk management and internal control surveys that are required at this time of year. Those are all done. And next thing, I'm working on a complaint summary for fiscal year 23 to post on our website. Summarizes how many complaints we've received, how many have been dismissed, and if any disciplinary action has taken place. We summarize what that is. And that's all I have, unless anyone has any questions for me.
Just to thank you for all the work you do. Oh,
thank you.
Yes.
And you too, Mr. Jacobs.
He does a lot more. And he's me on the straight and narrow.
Anybody have any questions for Ms. Unmacht? Okay, future agenda and action items. Does anybody have anything they'd like to see on a future agenda? Okay, hearing none, the only possibility that I do see is that we do have the budget as well as perhaps review of the grant cycles as part of that budget. So I would expect that maybe review of the grant cycles be a part of one of the upcoming agendas that we do have. I don't know if that'll be incorporated with the budget or if it'd be separate, but we'll cross that bridge when we do get there. So does anybody have anything else before we go to adjournment? Well, you just look like you want to say something. All right.
I'll make a motion we adjourn.
All right. Got a motion to adjourn from Council Hogarth.
Kennedy.
I'm going to give that one to Ms. Beckett. All right. All those in favor, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Yeah, I definitely didn't hear any against there. So meeting is adjourned.
Adjourned.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the springtime.